our principal called me that I should tell my colleagues that our results are in. So we should come to school on Monday for the results. But then some people were owing. So if you know you are owing the school, come along with your school fees before they release the results to us. So on Monday, we go to campus. We went to hear, and sincerely speaking, some of us have to go and beg to the extent that they even have to use SRC money to pay for their school fees for them. They have not paid that one. Then our revision fee, you know, our academic calendar ends in August, and we're supposed to write our exams in December, which means we were not part of the school again. So we're supposed to go home and come back and write our exam. But there is something in the school that they keep you and teach you till you write your exam from August to December before you go. But then you have to pay something small as a revision fee. And these people, about 15 people, did not pay that revision fee. Then we went again to beg, and we agreed as a class that we can't go and leave our colleagues behind. So let's go and write an undertaking that when our results come, we pay the money before they give us the results. Uh-huh. So when the results came, that was the question. The tutor in charge, he said, "Sister, your undertaking, I had a copy, and the administration was also having a copy of the undertaking with the list, the name of the people who were owing with their signatures." So when we went, she said, where is my money? I said, oh, they will come and pay. She said, but they didn't come individual. You people came as a group and pleaded on their behalf that we should allow them to write the exam. That when the results come, you people will bring the money. So as a group, why don't you do something for them to give us the money before we release your results? We knew we were at fault. So we started calling our colleagues. And lo and behold, 10 people paid their money through mobile money.